Listening 33. Unrequited Love. One day, Gillian and I were eating some delicious pork just cooked in the oven. As soon as Gillian tasted it, she said it was the best pork in the world. She said the fresh orange juice was delicious too. When she finished it, she looked at me and said, "Do you ever wonder about the meaning of life?" "What do you mean?" "You know, is life about religion or some mathematical equation we can reduce to zero? Or is humanity stuck in the middle of a lonely universe? Those kind of questions." "Oh, you mean the big questions?" "No, not really." I didn't say more at that moment because I didn't want to encourage Gillian in philosophical questions. She was a student, and she always did the minimum work possible. Her method was to leave everything to the last minute. If she started thinking about these questions, she would do even less work. The waiter brought over a metal tray with dessert on it. It was a cake filled with jam.
"Would you like a small, large or medium slice, sir?"
I decided to have a medium slice. "Do you mind if we have tea instead of coffee?" I asked Gillian. Gillian said she didn't mind. I then talked about the need for studying and other things like that. Gillian, meanwhile, continued to look like she was thinking about the meaning of life. In the end, I got curious. "Do you think about the meaning of life?" "Yes. I think we're in the middle of the biggest change in the history of man. Think of all the previous epochs of history. None of them have the explosive mix of factors that affect us today. I'm talking about overpopulation and climate change. Think about the size of the planet and the size of the world's population." "Yes, but these are grand historical questions. Let's think about individuals." "What do you mean?" "What's the meaning of individual lives? Why do we exist?" "Oh, that's simple. We exist to meet someone, fall in love, and pass on our genes." "Really? And, when do you think I'll meet someone to pass on my genes?" I waited, desperately hoping she would say, "Now," that I was the meaning of her life. And those seconds while I waited for her lasted forever. Was this the moment? Gillian put a large slice of jam cake in her mouth. "I don't know. I'm sure you'll meet someone."